Welcome to Kunkel & Associates Employee Benefits Podcast. Our podcasts are dedicated to helping executives, HR teams, and business owners navigate the intricacies involved in offering employee benefit programs.
If you're looking for an easy-to-understand source of information covering a variety of employee benefits topics, you've come to the right place. Let's get started with today's topic.
Welcome to Kunkel & Associates Employee Benefits Podcast. We are here today with Yuri Sorochinsky, Director of Sales from CuraLink. My name is Kara Miller, and I will be the host today. I will be talking to Yuri about CuraLink's Employee Assistance Program and how their services can help employers improve productivity and decrease costs. Yuri, welcome to our podcast. Before we get into this topic, Yuri, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. Well, my name is Yuri. I'm a Chicago born, Chicago bred, and I've been in the employee assistance program field for the last 5 years, working with many HR departments to go ahead and help them implement strong, effective EAPs.
Great. Thank you. Can you explain, first off, what an employee assistance program is and the types of services included within this program?
Absolutely. So really an EAP is a program designed to support three pillars of the organization. First and foremost, we help employees and family members be healthy and happy by supporting them with day-to-day behavioral health issues for things such as depression, anxiety, stress. But we also help them with regular life issues as well through our legal services, our financial assist services, our ID theft services, and also child care and elder care referrals. We also want to be an extension of the HR department, where we can facilitate on-site trainings, support organizations during a crisis event, and even provide consultations to managers on various issues dealing with employees. We can also consult on a drug-free workplace as well. And finally, we want to be a cost containment vehicle also. An EAP that is properly designed should also have a significant cost savings on employer insurance plans also.
Great. That's quite an extensive list of services that you provide. Your program really covers a variety of services, really allowing you to meet the diverse needs of many employers and employees. Can you tell me how an employee assistance program really benefits employees?
That's a great question. So first and foremost, the program is really designed for employees and family members. So we can certainly help family members as well. The first part of our support is behavioral health support. Employees or family members can reach out 24/7, talk to a behavioral health specialist who will ultimately provide a roadmap as to how certain issues like anxiety, depression, stress can be dealt with. The ultimate goal of the behavioral health specialist is to set a person on the right path so that they can deal with their emotional issues and, of course, take care of them before they ever hit the employer-sponsored insurance plans. The second way that we support employees is helping them with day-to-day issues. For instance, if somebody goes ahead and they get a driving ticket, they can go ahead and reach out to our legal services, get a free consultation, and then get also 25% off of the of any retainer fees. We also provide financial assistance, really kind of your day-to-day things, such as budgeting, applying for a mortgage, getting debt counseling. So certainly these hurdles that we all face with on a day-to-day basis can also be addressed by the program. We also provide ID theft support. So if somebody has their identity stolen, they could reach out to us and we will go ahead and help them restore their identity. And finally, we can also provide child care and elder care referrals as well. So if somebody needs to find a daycare with specific recommendations or specific licenses, they can reach out to us and we will do the legwork and provide verified referrals for the specific cases.
Great. So as you mentioned, EAP programs provide many great resources for employees to address issues that might otherwise adversely impact the employee's health and wellness. Can you explain how an EAP program can also benefit employers?
So for the employer, I mean, ultimately, we want to be looked on as the extension of the HR department. A few things that we can help with are we can provide behavioral health consultations to managers. So certainly if a manager is experiencing any kind of stress, they can reach out to us for support. We can help managers deal with difficult situations. So if they need help with with problem resolution, they could always reach out and we can go ahead and help them out. We can facilitate on-site trainings for things such as sexual harassment or resiliency training or opioid use. So we can come on site and go ahead and do seminars for the employers. We can also help institute a mandatory referral program where employees would have to reach out to us as part of their improvement plan. We can also support during crisis. If, God forbid, an employee is driving on the way to work and has a car accident and is badly hurt, or if an employee has just passed away from cancer, we can go ahead and have our specialists come on site and ultimately work on restoring productivity back to the organization. And finally, as I mentioned before, we can also be a cost containment vehicle and help lower insurance premiums by eliminating behavioral health claims prior to the employees going to the insurance plan.
That's great. I really like how you said an EAP program can really be an extension to the employer's HR department in helping employees deal with sensitive issues, you know, that impact performance by providing them with all the resources available that you mentioned to get the additional support that they might need while being handled in a confidential manner, kind of helping relieve HR of some of that. We have talked a little bit today about what an EAP program is and how it can benefit employers and employees, but can you also tell us a little bit about the data that is available to you from employer groups and how you use it to target individuals in need of the services provided by an EAP program?
Absolutely. Clearly, data is key. Having data to make decisions is extremely important. So really, there's two types of data sets that we're looking at. One is called kind of reactive data. So reactive data can be anything from looking over the specific employer insurance plans, looking at previous behavioral health and psychotropic medication that was claimed through the employee's insurance. Of course, previous EAP utilization data is also extremely important for us to go ahead and start kind of getting a basis point for improvement. Really, though, the second part of the data is what drives any kind of decision making that we're making on behalf of our clients. And the first thing that we're looking at, of course, is our utilization reports. They let us know the prevalent issues or why people are accessing the program. We can see their specific demographics. And of course, we can also see the modalities that they're contacting our program with. And we're not only getting this data from individual employers on a one-by-one basis. We're looking at this data across our entire book of business, which currently spans about 1,000 employers. And kind of we look at both cases, see what best practices we can recommend based on current employer utilization, and then, of course, on our entire book of business. So really kind of looking at the two sets of data, pre and post, is extremely important.
Sure.
For decision making and, of course, for adjusting the strategy. The other piece of data that we proactively can get is from HRA assessments. So ultimately, if a company has a wellness program in place, we will proactively mine the HRA assessments to go ahead and see if there are any individuals that might need help with behavioral health issues. And then we will just go ahead and reach out to them saying, did you know a program is available? Certainly, we never put anybody on the spot, but that is definitely a big data set that we're looking at when making proactive outreach. Same thing with psychotropic medications. If we see that employees are taking psychotropic medications, again, it's a data point. We can go ahead and engage them and ultimately try to work with them in order to for them to stop taking that medication.
Great. So you mentioned the two types of data available really being reactive and proactive. Can you provide an example of how being proactive with this data has helped employers manage their future costs?
Absolutely. So we had an employer, they were about 250 lives. We were noticing that they were having about 10% of their insurance claims were for behavioral health issues. So we were seeing, you know, about 25 cases per year go to insurance. We put an effective EAP program in place ultimately within 2 years, because again, the program takes a little bit of time to ramp up and for employees to go ahead and find out about it. We were able to go ahead and cut those behavioral health claims in half. And I don't know if you know this, but every behavioral health claim to a self-funded insurance plan is around $650. So ultimately, by taking out 12 behavioral health cases, we were able to go ahead and save the employer around $8,000 off their insurance plans. So again, being proactive, putting together a culturally relevant EAP strategy, and engaging employees before they go ahead and reach out to insurance is the key of our program.
Sure. That's a great example of how an EAP program can or had a positive impact on the employer, helping them reduce their health plan costs in the end. Can you also share a specific example of how an EAP program was utilized by an employer and some of the outcomes they experienced?
Absolutely. So we had an employer group. They were about 250 lives also. Their CEO was unfortunately diagnosed with terminal cancer. The company didn't really know how to react or how to even approach employees on this. So on the day that the news was released, we actually had three on-site counselors on-site available to go ahead and let the people just speak about their feelings. Let them discuss grief. And ultimately, the CEO could never be brought back, but at least we were able to go ahead and let the people and the employees express how they feel so that, you know, hopefully they were able to get it off their chest and become more or less back to normal job productivity.
Sure. And as you mentioned, just being able to have those resources made available to employees as a place to go and turn to in a difficult time they might not have otherwise known where to go is very beneficial. In order for an employee to have a more effective EAP program, member awareness is very important. How do you increase employee engagement to make sure members can take advantage of the EAP program offered?
So first and foremost, it really starts with understanding the employer, because the goal of our program and our account managers when they go ahead and engage a new client is to really put in place a culturally relevant EAP. This starts with about an hour call where our account manager tries to understand how does the employer support their benefits. Is EAP a taboo subject or not? How is benefits communicated to the employees, and of course any other benefits that are available? So first and foremost, it starts out with really understanding the organization. The next thing we try to do is build what we call here incremental engagement, meaning we want to engage as many employees and family members as possible via every means possible. First and foremost, of course, it's promotional material. It's the flyers, the wallet cards, the posters on the board. They get delivered and, of course, put up everywhere. The second thing that we're doing is we're working with benefit carriers as well, trying to go ahead and send referrals back and forth. So if an employee goes on short-term disability, we want the vendor to go ahead and send us the information on that employee for proactive outreach. If there is a wellness program in place, we want those wellness coaches to know about behavioral health as well. So really working with benefits to pass off leads or to pass back and forth cases, again, helps bring that incremental engagement. But really where we're seeing a lot of our engagement come from is from the use of technology. So certainly we have a website so employees or family members can go on and start right away chatting or communicating with a behavioral health specialist. That's a very important piece. However, what's really driving utilization is our mobile app. And we have what's called a smart mobile app. So first and foremost, if somebody downloads it right away, within one click of a button, they can go ahead and get the help that they need, literally like putting an EAP in everybody's pocket. And the second thing that I love about our app is that we have the ability to send push messaging to it and reminding employees about, hey, did you know an EAP can help you with your legal issues? Or did you know an EAP could go ahead and help you if you're dealing with the blues? So presuming we get large amounts of downloads, which we can facilitate by setting up download campaigns with the companies, we could go ahead and remind employees on a weekly, on a monthly basis that an EAP exists. Really keeping it in the forefront is the key. And finally, again, extremely important as well, is destigmatizing EAP, taking EAP off this island where it's traditionally been of alcohol and depression and bringing it into the company. So we do this first and foremost with our 1 in 4 campaign. So in January, we're letting everybody know that 1 in 4 Americans has a diagnosable mental health disorder, really trying to get the conversation started around the program. And the second thing that we're doing is we're using our work-life services like legal, financial, ID theft as standalone promotional vehicles and letting people know about these specific services on their own, really trying to get kind of a soft touch into the program. All of these things combined, putting a relevant strategy in place, drives this incremental utilization, which ultimately builds into a snowball of cases coming through our program. And of course, utilizing best practices across our entire book of business as well.
Sure. Those are great ways to increase member awareness. And I like that you mentioned the engagement strategies are tailored to really suit each employer's needs based on their culture and goals. As we know, each employer is very different, and one strategy doesn't necessarily work for everyone. Can you share in your experience why it would be advantageous to implement an EAP program through a vendor that specializes in this field versus through a carrier that includes the service as part of their package?
Well, at a 10,000 foot level, it's all about utilization. The utilization for a specialty or a standalone EAP is 5%. If we look at the embedded or free EAP programs that are provided through the LTD carriers, that utilization is at 0.25%, so 20 times less. And the reasons for this are clear. There is no account management with the LTD carriers. There is no engagement strategy. There's no proactive outreach to the employees. And of course, on the flip side of the house, there's also no management support. There's no crisis support if need be. So ultimately, all those programs are is really check the box, oh, I have an EAP. From the beginning, everybody knows they're not going to be utilized because they're not promoted. And there's ultimately no interest from an LTD company to promote those. A specialty program like ours, as I mentioned, average is about 5% utilization for all of the reasons that were mentioned before.
I can see how utilization is much higher going through a vendor that specializes in offering programs like this. As you stated, member education and product promotion is very important, which is why EAP programs are overlooked by some members, because they simply don't know the services available when included as part of an employer's package instead of offered separately. Gary, if an employer is interested in implementing an EAP program, what would be the next step from here?
Really, it would be first and foremost engaging your Kunkel and Associates consultant, letting them know how many employees you have and when you're looking at a potential program start date. They will relay the information to us, which will allow us to provide a proposal for everyone's review. If it is something that you'd still want to pursue, we would need about 30 to 45 days for proper implementation, where we go ahead and set you up with a designated account manager who will hold that introductory call with you and ultimately begin to put a strategy in place for an effective EAP.
Great. Yuri, thanks for sharing the value of an employee assistance program and some of the outcomes and impacts these programs can have on a company's bottom line. EAP programs can be another potential valuable strategy for employers to integrate into their current approach. Thanks again for speaking with us today.
You've been listening to Employee Benefits Podcast. Continue to check our website for upcoming podcasts to make sure you don't miss out on any episodes. Until next time.